The State Department today said it was authorizing the departure of non-essential diplomatic personnel from India because of the risk of war between India and Pakistan. In Kashmir, there was more heavy firing today along the border that separates Indian and Pakistani forces, adding to fears of potential war between the two nuclear neighbors. India insists that Pakistan stop incursions by Muslim militants across the line of control in Kashmir, a demand that President Bush echoed yesterday as he announced he's sending Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to the region next week. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage also is heading a mediation mission to India and Pakistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The State Department today made official what many embassy staffers here had been expecting for some time now, a voluntary departure of all non-essential personnel and their dependents from the embassy in New Delhi and from U.S. consulates in Calcutta, Mumbai, and Chennai. The State Department also urged an estimated 60,000 U.S. citizens in India to leave as well because of the possibility of war between India and Pakistan. Tensions have risen to serious levels, the State Department advisory said, and conflict between India and Pakistan cannot be ruled out. Several other Western countries are taking similar steps, and the majority of those choosing to leave are expected to do so aboard commercial aircraft. The U.S. Embassy in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, is already operating at a bare-bones level after an ordered departure of diplomatic staff and their families following the March attack on a church in Islamabad, which left 5 people dead, including 2 Americans. It's not known how many Americans will heed the government's warning, as tension between India and Pakistan shows no sign of easing. In a sign that tension may be starting to have an effect on the U.S. war on terror, Pakistan on Thursday began withdrawing troops from its tribal areas bordering Afghanistan. Those troops had been aiding the U.S. in its effort to pursue al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters, believed to have fled across the border into the largely autonomous and lawless tribal region. At a news conference last night, Pakistan's President, General Pervez Musharraf, said the troops could be redeployed to the frontier with India if, he said, tensions remain as high as they are now.
But if our security is endangered, if we are subjected to aggression, then certainly all our resources will confront the area or the points where the security is being threatened.
Such a move could hamper the U.S. military's ability to curtail the movement of al-Qaeda and Taliban elements believed to be operating from the tribal areas. At his news conference last night, Pakistan's President Musharraf said he would do all he could to avoid war. But in New York, Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations, Munir Akram, did not rule out the use of nuclear weapons should war occur. India has a no-first-use policy. Pakistan does not. India, the Pakistani ambassador said, should not have the license to kill with conventional weapons while our hands are tied. India's Defense Minister George Fernandes calls such statements irrational. Fernandes says he hopes that Pakistan's President General Musharraf and his advisors know what would happen should Pakistan decide to use nuclear weapons.
He who wants to use a nuclear weapon against any other nuclear weaponized country must be willing to take back the same thing with interest, and he should be knowing it. I'm sure he doesn't want to kill all the Pakistanis.
India's nuclear arsenal is believed to be nearly double that of Pakistan, making the defense minister's threat credible, if alarming. U.S. officials are hoping the visits by Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary of State Armitage will help convince both India and Pakistan to stop talking about war and maybe begin talking about peace. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.